This is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of February 1970. Those who are constantly stable in the stage of the detached observer are able to become the images that grant visions, and their eyes will carry out the task of the projector. Today, Bab Dada is seeing a projector show of each of you. Do you also have a projector show? What is the projector through which you see the pictures? The eyes of each of you is a projector. What picture can you show the world through this projector? That is the projector of the power of science, but this is the projector of godly power. The more powerful the projector is, the more clearly the picture is visible. In the same way, the clearer the divine eyes of all of you children are, that is to say, the more full of spirituality they are, the more pictures will be visible to many through your eyes, and they will be just as clearly visible as those images made through a projector are. So you can show the pictures of Bab Dada and the corporeal, subtle, and incorporeal worlds of the entire creation. Whosoever comes in front of you can have all visions through your eyes. The more powerful the light is, the clearer the picture will be. Do you know how Bab Dada checks how powerful a bulb is? Have you checked your bulb to find out what power it is? Have each of you checked the power of your own bulb? Those who think that they know the percentage of their light, of what type their bulb is, should raise their hands. On what basis can you recognize how powerful your soul is? The answer is through the chart. That is the total aspect. Through which aspect can you recognize yourself? What is the speciality of light? Its special virtue is that it enables you to see something as clearly as it really is. You cannot see something if it is in the dark. So, the special virtue of light is to make something that is unclear, clear. In this way, this is the method to recognize the percentage of your light. Firstly, the path of your effort will be clear. That is, the line will be clearly visible. Secondly, you will also be able to see your future status. Thirdly, the more powerful your light is, the more you'll be able to show those whom you serve the easy and clear path. They will be able to continue with their efforts easily. They will be able to see their destination easily. The greater the percentage of light, the more you will be able to see everything clearly. If the percentage of light is less, you yourself will not be clear in your own efforts, and those to whom you show the path will not be able to know their destination easily or clearly. Those whose light is powerful will themselves not be confused about anything, nor will they make others become confused. So you can see from your effort and from your service whether the path of those whom you serve is clear. If their path is not clear, your percentage of light is lacking. Some stumble at every step, and so their creation is also the same. Now, each of you is a master creator. So you, the master creators, can recognize your power through your creation. As is the seed, so is its fruit. If the seed is not powerful, then although it sometimes bears fruit and flowers, they are not worthy of acceptance. those flowers which are beautiful and fragrant, and those fruits which are very good are the ones that are bought. If the seed is not powerful, then the creation that is created from that is not worthy of acceptance. This is why you must increase the percentage of your light. Day by day, the eyes and the forehead of each of you should do service in the way that your projector show does. Anyone who comes in front of you will see that picture in your eyes. As soon as they look at your eyes, they will have many visions through the yoga of the intellect. You have to make yourselves such images that grant visions. But only those who are constantly stable in the stage of a detached observer are able to become the images that grant visions. Their eyes will carry out the task of a projector. Their forehead will always be visible as sparkling. After Holi, people create fancy images. They decorate the images of the deities and light a bulb on their forehead. Why do they create these images? Of which time is it a practical form? Of the present time, which later becomes your memorial. So, there should be light visible on the foreheads of all of you. At the time of destruction, this form of light will help you a lot. No matter with what attitude someone comes in front of you, he will not see your body, but will just see your sparkling bulb. When you look at a very bright light, all the other things get hidden. In the same way, the more powerful the light is of all of you, the more they will not be able to see your body whilst looking at it. When they do not even see the body, then the tamoguni vision and attitude will automatically finish. These tests are yet to come. This group was given a name jokingly. Today, there was chit-chat taking place in the subtle region about this subject. Someone jokingly said that the senior sisters are the heads and that these teachers are the legs. So Bap Dada then gave them a name. The seniors are the heads, but they are the handles. A motor cannot do anything without a handle. You can only turn a motor with a handle. So even the heads cannot handle service without the handles. The group is of the handles. The heads cannot do anything without them. Whosoever comes, these are the handles who handle them first. All of you have this much responsibility. If you are not good handles, the handling of service will not be right. But just be careful that although you are the handles, you do not handle the heads. You must become the hands of the heads. You are also Bap Dada's right hands. There are even the left hands. The right hand has full power, but it is still the hand, not the head. You are the handles, but you have come here to know how to handle something and to become Bap Dada's right hand. This group is such that each of you can work wonders. You can bring about success in service. In order to bring about success in service, you must pay attention to two things in particular. One is that you must have an accurate target, and secondly, you must have full intoxication. This group should especially have these two aspects, the target and the intoxication. When the target is accurate, You can make someone die a living death with one stroke. Marksmen hit a target accurately with just one bullet. Those who do not know how to shoot have to shoot a bullet 3 or 4 times. If the target of your stage and the target of serving others are accurate, and together with that there is always constant intoxication, you can attain greater success in service. Sometimes you lose your intoxication, and sometimes you miss the target. These two things should be accurate. The more intoxication someone has, the more accurately he can hit a target. You are serviceable, but what speciality do you have to bring about in service now? Serviceable ones are those whose every second or every thought is not without service. Every second should be for service, whether it is service of the self or of others. But since you are serviceable anyway, then time or thoughts should not be spent without service in them. To be obedient means to follow orders. The main order is to constantly stay in remembrance. If you do not follow this order, what would you say? The more you put this order into a practical form, the more instant fruits you will receive. What obstacle is visible while you move along in your efforts, one which causes an obstruction to your becoming perfect? The main obstacle is seen to be that of wasteful thoughts. So what you should especially do to save yourself from this? One is that you must not take any rest, internally or externally. If you do not take rest, nothing will be wasted. Secondly, you must always consider yourselves to be guests. If you consider yourselves to be guests and do not take rest, nothing will be wasted, whether it is thoughts or time. This is an easy method. Acha. Now, Baba will see on this final day of this pati what the power of the bulb is on each one's forehead. If it is powerful, Maya will not have the courage to come in front of this power. The more powerful a bulb is, the less anyone will be able to oppose it. Such a powerful stage will be seen. You are serviceable, so now become powerful. You are active, and now become accurate. So what is this group going to be especially stamped with? That of being accurate. To always be accurate in everything, whether in thoughts, words, or actions. Now become accurate in all three. Acha. Question. What is the sign of enlightened, that is, sensible souls? Answer. They will perform every action after thinking about it and carefully considering it. They will never perform any actions which they would have to think about afterwards. If you think about something afterwards, then together with the thinking, there is also repentance. Those who do something after thinking about it have attainment, whereas those who think about it after doing it have to repent. This is the difference between enlightened and ignorant souls. The children of the ocean of knowledge never make any mistake for which they would have to repent afterwards. Acha. Om Shanti.